Tonight, I want us to go into another level of prayer and threshold of prayer and believe God for some things to happen in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that the day King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. You know, it means that it was the passing of one and then the revelation of another person's destiny. Unfortunately, these scriptures are something that sometimes I don't desire to use them because I don't want anyone to die or to perish before their time. But if they want you dead, if they want you dead, I don't know what you want to do to keep them alive.
Garage.
Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? If they want you dead, whether physically or spiritually, I don't see why you keep on feeding them so that they can gain more strength and nourishment and more potency to be able to end your life. And therefore, the strategy to deploy is begin to ask God for ways and means to manage them, if you want to manage them. But for me, I don't think that it's of any great importance to me to keep the things that can keep me dead or that can seek my death.
Amen.
So even the Bible says Jesus spoke prophetically or parabolic language and made a statement, says that if your eye will cause you to miss heaven, he says, gouge it out. If your hand will cause you to miss the presence of God, he says, cut it off. So these things are strategic decrees and declarations and pronouncements that Jesus Christ, he always spoke in a parabolic language. If we talk of parabolic language, it's a language of speaking of the things to hide it from the sight of those who are listening until they mature enough to understand the language of the Spirit. So some of the disciples will ask him, why are you always speaking in parables? He says that it's for them to go and think about it and for you to know. Why? Because they were with him. And therefore, they came to the place of maturity and divine understanding of how the kingdom of heaven operates. So he spoke to the multitudes who were looking for food to fill their belly. Yeah, he spoke to them in parabolic language. But those who were close to him as disciples, he gave them the understanding of things. So one of the parabolic language was for the fact that he said that anything that will cause you to miss the opportunity to have the access of the things of the spirit or the kingdom of heaven having reality in your life, he says that anything that will hinder you from achieving the heaven's reality in your life, he said, then remove it.
Amen.
Yeah, remove it. And this is also one of them. Death is one of the mechanisms that they have sought to use to be able to make us miss that opportunity. And therefore, today I came to speak this into your life, that if they seek to destroy your life, if they seek to come to bring you to an end, don't entertain them. Don't entertain them. Let me tell you a typical example. David in the house of Saul, he was employed by Saul to be an entertainer. David, a young boy, because there was an issue with this young man and with the king Saul, and the issue was such that sometimes some evil spirits comes upon him to disturb his peace. And he goes crazy or he goes mental. And this young man, David, had the skill of playing the music of the spirit. So they employed David in the house of Saul to bring relief to the king whenever he went under those kind of stress. So whenever the situation happened, this young man would play the harp in the house. Little did he know, David knew that he was a deliverer. He was also a king. And then the anointing of the Lord from Samuel came upon this young man. And now God had to also place David in the kingdom of Saul so that he learned the activities and the mechanisms and the protocols of the kingdom. You see how God can position somebody strategically. I pray tonight that the Lord begins to position us strategically in an environment. And whilst we are there, those who are seeking to destroy or take your life, may the Lord expose them and bring them down and give you victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was of a great necessity Amen. For David to be in the house of Saul. But at the same time, it was a threat to his existence or survival. After victory was summoned on him to be able to win the war against the Philistines. But before then, there was no attempt on his life. There was no single one attempt on the life of David that he was playing. Can you imagine your doctor who is bringing you healing and medication? You are trying to find a weapon to kill him or to poison his food. But the moment the doctor realizes that you are of a great importance and actually you are going to gain a lot of victory and an order, the doctor is also now trying to find a way to kill you. So now wisdom must apply here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so Psalm 63, verse 9, he said, but those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth.
Why? Amen.
You know the depths of the earth, that is the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Let them be buried. That was the statement of David. And if David, who is the desire of God, who is the light of God, David with all the spiritual, this is, and all that, God loved him. That, one of the few men God says that this one, I love him. That God, he himself spoke about it. With all his flaws, he spoke about it. If he is crying out and praying that those who are seeking to destroy my life, let them go down to the grave. I don't know what you are looking for to sustain the life of those who are seeking. They are visiting shrine. They are visiting voodoo environment. They are visiting people. And they are trying to find ways and means to bring you down, to eliminate you quickly, to make sure that you die before your time. And you are still feeding them? Hallelujah. He said, my soul clinges to you. This is how David was crying out. He said, verse 8 says that my soul clinges to you. Your right hand upholds me, O God. I'm speaking from Psalm 63, verse 8, coming down. So your right hand upholds me, but those who seek my life to destroy it will go down into the depths of the earth, and they will fall into the power of the sword. They will become a portion for foxes. They will become a portion for foxes. Mm-hmm. I prophesy by the leadings of the Spirit of God that those who are seeking for your death, anyone that has demanded that you shouldn't exist, or you should lose your life, you should lose the life of the work of your hands, your source of income, the ability of your sustenance, the plans of your project, anyone that is seeking for the negativity of our lives, may they go down to the grave in the name of Jesus Christ. If they are looking for us dead, we don't seek them for to be alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said that they will fall into the power of the sword. So we speak to those who are seeking for our death and our destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. That may they fall into the power of the sword in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is seeking for our destruction, seeking that we don't prosper, seeking that we don't excel, seeking that we don't sustain today in the name of Jesus Christ, by the hand of the Lord, by the hand of the Lord, may the Lord push them into the power of the sword in the name of Jesus. May they become the portion for soul foxes in the street in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree by the word of the Lord, according to Psalm 40, verse 14, the Bible says that may those who seek my life become ashamed and be confounded. I declare that may they not have any sound mind to be able to come and attack you and I anymore. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And now we bind the strong man in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the one that has been employed out by the enemy to wage war against you. That is a strong man leading the way to find ways and means to terminate your life, to annihilate you, to destroy your children, to make them not marry, to make them not get even the good job, for them to become single, for them to become frustrated, for them to even lose their faith. I stand with you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that from today you come out. Amen. May they be confounded and be ashamed. May those who wish you evil be repelled and be humiliated in the name of Jesus Christ. They are strangers, they are not friends. Hallelujah. They are strangers, they are not friends. They have risen up against you. Ruthlessly, they seek your life and they seek my life. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, give them no regard. May the Lord never regard them anymore. May they not have any right to resist on our planet Earth yet. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that let them seize them by surprise. According to Psalm 55, verse 15, the Bible says that let death seize them by surprise and let them go down to Sheol alive. For evil is with them in their homes. Evil is with them. Psalm 55, verse 15. See, evil is with them. Evil is with them. I declare that anyone that has cooked up evil in their homes, anyone that has cooked up evil in their homes, for you and I, our sake, for us and our children, for our sake, I stand with you by the voice of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that wherever the cookings went on from, we declare in the name of Jesus Christ, that whatever they cooked, let them eat their own food, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let them be seized by surprise, and let them go down to Sheol alive, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every evil with them in their homes, we declare that let it swallow them up alive in Jesus' mighty name. By you and I, we are free forever in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May they be humiliated. May the Lord, my whole son, may the Lord cause them to experience their own workings and their own evil mechanisms in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that my frame was hidden from you from when I was made in the secret place, which means that God is capable of hiding us. May the Lord hide you and I. May he hide you and I. Psalm 139, verse 15. May the Lord hide you and I in the name of Jesus Christ from the prowling eyes of the wicked one, from his divine, from his demonic expectations in the name of Jesus Christ. As they seek you dead, may the Lord give you life. As they seek your head, may the Lord cause you to escape their plan. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them be confounded and be put to shame that seek for your life to show up. That's what demanding some 35 verse 4 or so, and the verse 26. It says that let them be confounded and be put to shame that seek after my soul. Those who are looking for your soul so that they can bring you to an end. They can destroy you quickly. They can make life difficult for you. They can laugh and say that we will see what will come of him. If they have said that thing today, I command in the name of Jesus Christ that may the story change for you. May the story change for you. May it be better for you. And let them clap for you. Let them stand and say, yes, indeed. This one we made with an error. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let them turn back. The Bible said that let them turn back and brought to confusion that devised our head. Anyone that has devised your head and trying and waking out that you should die, that this one die, and all that they are saying that die, we command the words to change. Let it backfire. Whatever they speak of you, we declare in the name of Jesus Christ, let them taste 10,000 of that in the mighty name of Jesus. Any evil they seek for us, may they taste 10,000 of that in their camps, in their dwelling place, in their heads, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Psalm 38, verse 12 says that they also seek after my life. They lay snares for me. Yeah, they set traps. Snare means a trap. Any evil trap set for you so that you fall victim of that today, in the name of Jesus, whoever set that trap, let it backfire instantly. Mighty name of Jesus Christ. But for you and your household, can we pray that prayer? Can we lift up our voice? As I'm praying for you, you also pray for yourself. They say that, Father, today, anyone that has set a trap for me to die, may they fall into their own trap in the name of Jesus Christ. And this one is not you setting it up, okay? Whatever trap they set for you, you let them fall into their own trap in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's do it. Let's pray now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. I'll be muting my voice for a moment. Praying out in the name of Jesus.
Said the wicked shall turn into hell, and all the nations shall forget God. The Bible continues by saying in Psalm 55, verse 15 and verse 20, it says, let the spirit of death, or let death, seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. Hallelujah. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. Wickedness is in their dwelling and is among them. And tonight is my prayer by the message of God that anywhere that wickedness has dwelled among them, and they have projected to seek that you and I will perish before our time. May the Lord quicken their time out of this life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord quicken their time out of this life. In the name of Jesus Christ. For you and I, may the Lord sustain us, keep us away from their workings and their plans in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless us. May he sustain you and I. May he cause us to over every storm in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so we are praying now that any warrant of death sent by anyone to seek for you, let it be aborted. Let it be aborted. Any warrant of death that has been sent. So this one, we are looking. Do you know where he is? Where she is? Do you know? Have you seen this picture? We're looking for her. Any death warrant that has been sent out in the spirit or physically or anywhere for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I saw somebody walking in the market square.
Yes.
There was a fight in the market square where you were. And there was so much demonic activities going on. It was a spiritual activity that was manifesting physical, because both sides has gone for all kinds of evil stuff and it was projecting. So be careful where you do your shopping, please, family. Yeah, let the Lord lead you to maybe to be able to buy the right thing to come and eat for yourself and your family to be happy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And may the hand of God sustain you and prevent everyone that has received a warrant for your death. Let's pray that anyone that is carrying a death warrant for my life, for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, have been born, speak ahead of time in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone carrying death warrant in the name of Jesus, let them miss you. Let them miss you. Let them be aborted. Let them be aborted. Lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them plans be aborted. Anyone carrying any evil message to my life, Father, let it be aborted. Let it be aborted. Let it be aborted. Let it be aborted. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be aborted. Any evil warrant for my children, for my wife, for my marriage, for my finances, for my business, for this church, in the name of Jesus, let it be aborted. Let it be aborted now and forever. Let it be aborted now and forever. We pray in the name of Jesus. 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 We pray in the name of Jesus.
Every darkness, every darkness plays over our life for us to walk in darkness so that we don't see light. Today, we change the story. In the name of Jesus, we are light. In the name of Jesus, we are fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, the grace of God is working in us. In the name of Jesus, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is at work in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are healthy. In the name of Jesus, we are healthy. In the name of Jesus, we have health. In the name of Jesus, we God, we have good health. In the mighty name of Jesus, we walk in abundance of the Spirit of God. We walk in divine protection. We walk in the covering of the Lord. We walk in the shadow of the Spirit of God. We walk in the provision of the Spirit of God. We walk in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We declare and decree that we are above and not beneath. We are more than conquerors. We have more than what we need. There is increasingly blessings coming into our life every day. The devil demands for our life and our demand is here and forever denied in the name of Jesus Christ. But we are rising every day. We are above. We are soaring higher, higher. We are increasing in greater numbers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The power of the Spirit of God is in our favor. The hand of God is working for us. The hand of the Lord is working for us. Oh God, of my praise, never be silent, oh God, for wicked and deceitful have been opened against us, oh God, they speak evil with us, and with a lying tongue and lying lips, they surround us with hateful words, and they demand our life to be taken from us. We are speaking them in all kinds of wickedness, oh God. In return of our love, they accuse us. But we are men and people of prayer tonight. We put our burdens on you, God, in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God Almighty, anyone that is repaying, repaying us with evil for the good we've given them, or paying us with hatred for the love we've put them, we send them, we send wicked men over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we set wicked men over them. Let an accuser stand at their right hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, and when he is tried, let him be found guilty. When they are tried, oh God, wherever they are tried, let them be found guilty. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and may their prayer be regarded as sin in your sight. We declare and decree, oh God, that may their children be fatherless, and may their wives be widowed. We declare and decree, oh God, may their children wander around as beggars. May they seek for substance from their ruined homes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and decree that those that seek that we can become nothing and not have any good or quality around our lives. We declare and decree in the name of Jesus Christ that may creditors seek more than they owe. In the name of Jesus, and may strangers plunder their fruit of their labor. In the name of Jesus Christ, may there be no one to extend kindness to them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare May there be iniquity of their fathers be remembered upon them before God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the sins of their mothers never be forgotten in the name of Jesus Christ. Let their sins always remain before our Lord God of mercy, for they have sought for ways and means to make our life difficult in the name of Jesus Christ. May they be cut off from their memory from this end in the name of Jesus. I speak prophetically over this assembly and those who are praying along with us, declaring and decreeing, oh God, that all those that the enemy has sought to destroy their life, we declare and decree that may they never have any sense of shadow of favor anywhere in their lives in the name of Jesus. All those enemies, may they never obtain any shadow of favor from anyone and from anywhere, but pursue them, oh God, with a broken, pursue them with a broken hearted, even into their death in the name of Jesus. They love curses. Because they love cursing and they love to curse, may it fall on them. They have refused to bless in which they have refused to delight. So I pray that may blessing be far away from them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As they seek for blood, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that may blood never be far away from them. May they drink their own blood. In Talabros Cabron Samante Yakuda, Rapalandorama, Rosuni in Cabrasuria. May they be soaked in bloody water. May their coats be soaked in blood. In the name of Jesus. And may their bones be dried of oil. In the name of Jesus Christ. May they be wrapped up with all kinds of trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare and decree, oh God, that may the Lord see them as people of wickedness, and may the anger of God be kindled against them. As they speak evil against me, may the blessings of God come upon me. And you, oh God, oh Lord, deal kindly with me and my household. May the Lord deal kindly with you and your household. And your name, oh God, may the name of the Lord speak kindly for you and your household. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord deliver you and deliver us, oh God, with his goodness and with his loving kindness, with great devotion, O God. For we are but needy from the Lord. We are poor and needy, O God. And our heart is wounded within us because of the activities of wickedness of man. Tonight, O God, let your favor speak for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are on our knees, O God, and we are praying, O God, in fastings and prayer. They're asking you for help, O Lord. Save us according to your loving kindness. And let your name be made known unto us. Let your right hand, O God, uphold us, O Lord. O God, Lord Almighty, because we have not devised wickedness against anyone, but they have sought it for us, O God, and against us. But tonight, they cast, but you God, oh bless, in the name of Jesus, when they rise up, oh God, let them be put to shame, oh God, may they be accused every time, because they love to accuse others and accuse us, oh God, but show us mercy, show us grace, show us favor, show us strength, show us your might, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We will praise you, O God, in the noonday. We thank you, O God. Your praise will continually be in our hearts. O God, we give you praise and we honor you, O God. We thank you for your presence with us. We thank you for your mercy sustaining us. We thank you for your hand that is standing with us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are glorious, you are amazing, Father. Thank you, O God. Oh, Sandia Kratolobo, Ahantolobro Sava. You are the one that is able to save him that has been condemned to
die. Tonight we pray, oh God, that save us from those who are demanding our death, who are demanding our life to perish, who are demanding our children will perish, who are demanding that the work of our hands to perish, who are demanding that the book will not do well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord be praised forever. May the Lord be praised forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. I'm speaking this as a blessing over your life, that you will not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. You will see the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus Christ. Your hand shall preserve all the advantages that you need in this life in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause you to see every seed that you have sown in anybody's life, the better and the benefit of that reward in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You will never be disadvantaged in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will walk into your own and be blessed by your own.
You,
the Lord will cause you to ripe up in good age. Hallelujah. Well, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And bless your home, bless your children, bless the work of your hands, and sustain your heart and your coming in. May He preserve your life from every kind of accident, any problem against you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, and therefore it will not stand. Hallelujah. May the right hand of God sustain you. But those who are seeking for you to die, may the Lord put them in your place. In
Amen.
The walk in victory from now onwards. In the mighty name of Jesus. He bless.